Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
That's the sound of Charlottesville marchers arriving in Washington, D.C. yesterday, captured by the Daily Caller as those reporters were out there watching all of this go down. Remember, we've actually interviewed a couple of these Charlottesville marchers on the air. They've been marching for 10 days from Charlottesville, arriving in Washington yesterday. We're joined now by Philip Stuckey of the Daily Caller News Foundation, who was live on scene yesterday. And Philip, you know, can you characterize a little bit of what you saw from these marchers as they arrived at the Martin Luther King Memorial?
Definitely. There was about 100, 150 people that actually marched all the way from the rallying point in Roslyn, which is just in Arlington, Virginia, all the way into the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, which is where they had a couple speeches, including former Charlottesville Mayor Wes Bellamy. He had actually announced that he was going to fight Donald Trump, and not with our fists, of course, but with our words.
It's weird that they would have to caveat that. I thought violence wasn't a problem over there.
Yes, exactly.
So there's some speeches. You know, one of the things that we've been promised, though, is that there would be civil disobedience and that there would be an announcement on what that civil disobedience would look like. And did they execute on it at all?
Yes, definitely. So after this this rally at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, they actually marched across the White House all the way into Farragut Park, which is, if you're not familiar with the D.C. area, it's of course exactly one block north of the White House, and it's actually a pretty heavy area as far as, like, there's a lot of businesses in the area, but yeah, they've set up tents, they set up tables and chairs. And they intend on occupying the park until September 30th. Of course, basically they say that not everyone is going to be there, but they're going to have a team of people present in the park, hopefully during the entire duration. We did actually talk with park police. They said that there was a plan in place to evict them, but they couldn't give us any more details.
Yeah, they've said that before. You remember Occupy? How long did it take? for them to evict? Yeah. You mean Farragut Square is going to be crushed with protesters? This is the most upsetting thing ever. I don't know. I mean, just so Philip and I can share this, we have an office at the Daily Caller. We're right next door to Farragut Square. Now it's going to be a lot more smelly when we walk to lunch.
Yeah, I was watching this yesterday, and one of the organizers of this march said that we just decided on the way that you know, it is expanded, and we needed to expand our message here because we've embraced so much more now with DACA, because, you know, they've got a lot on their plate, so they need a month in Farragut Park. But I noticed that they don't have any porta-johns. There's no facilities for them. There's no garbage cans. And they have open tents with no sides on them. It was 57 degrees last night. Yeah. And they only have a couple of sleeping bags. They don't seem like a hardy bunch to me. So I'm not quite sure how they are going to do this. Are they bringing in supplies?
How will they survive the winter,
Are they
Philip?
Bringing supplies in? What's going on?
Yeah, I think that's interesting. There is an RV on site that is actually being driven by members of Antifa. So there is an RV on site. It's not exactly quite as, like, you know, as large as far as, like, you know, being able to service, like, if they had a couple porta-johns in there. But yeah, these aren't exactly camping tents like what we saw in the Occupy Wall Street movement. These are, like, you know, tents that you see in farmers markets and at tailgates. So it's not exactly well prepared, but there was a significant amount of preparation. But you could tell that this was kind of maybe hastily thrown together. But yeah, there is some sort of a support network. Also, there's a bunch of restaurants and things located in and in around the square that appear to be least favorable to their cause. So maybe they'll be able to borrow some of the facilities from around.
Wow, this is pretty incredible. So so the civil disobedience really consists of just being annoying and not going away. You know, let's go back to what the point of all of this was. They claim that they were trying to fight white supremacy, and they target Donald Trump as a white supremacist. I was driving past Farragut Square last night, and I saw some of these signs, and they were also protesting his decision on DACA. Can you tell us sort of if you were able to gather any sort of like mainstream thread throughout all of their complaints? What was it?
Yeah, definitely. So we actually spoke to several of the marchers over during the course of the day, and a lot of people seemed primarily to focus on the march's original cause, which is protesting the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville just a couple weeks ago. Although there was some people that said that essentially they were there for DACA, but they were just there in support of basically our black brothers and sisters, as some of the protesters said. But essentially, after the speech, they started actually chanting. So they said, first of all, that black lives matter here,
right.
Black gay lives matter here, and then black trans lives matter here. And they kept going down the list all the way through the White House, which I thought was interesting.
All right, well, I'm glad they hit the full rainbow. The Antifa bus is the thing I'm going to keep my eyes on as I pass by Farragut Square. I'm glad Antifa has a place in our city. Philip Stuckey from the Daily Caller, thanks for an update on that. We'll check back in with you as you cover more of these protests.
Black lives, they matter here. Black trans lives.